で。And it's Late Night with Deanne on rbnlive.com. Folks, if you want to hear my broadcast during the week, Monday through Friday, I'm also on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to call me at any time, it's 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171. I want your comments. I want your ideas. I want your support. And we need to get some people together to work to make this broadcast one of the type. And what we're trying to do right now, we need a grant writer. We're trying to put together a program to help you out with legal issues all over the country. So please, if you can donate some time for that, call me at 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171. And folks, tonight, let's talk about Chinese silence on satellite killer. The article I'm looking at read January 18, 2007, Tokyo, AFP, the United States, Japan, and Australia have voiced the concerns about U.S. spy agencies. Basically, the article is talking about China had shot down a satellite for the first time, raising the stakes over the military use of space. Washington said China fired their missile to destroy an orbiting weather satellite last week, making it the third country after the United States and the former Soviet Union to shoot down anything in space. The successful test means China, which declined to comment, could now theoretically shoot down spy satellites operated by other nations. Now, this is a major concern because of the amounts of satellites we have out there. We have, like, up to and beyond 4,000 satellites, not inclusive of debris. But then let's look at this in another article that was written in regards to satellites in space. CNN, the U.S. military gave a few details about the Saturday morning launch for California other than an Atlas at 2 a.s. carried aloft something for the National Reconnaissance Office, the U.S. spy satellite agency. What this article is speaking about is that there was something called NORSE. The NORSE has launched a number of top secret satellites going under the code name Parties. A reference to ancient myths in regards to three all-seeing sisters or daughters of Zeus who spun, measured, and cut the thread of the faith of mortals. So these satellites are being given names of things. They are being used for different purposes, and they are also monitoring and spying on various foreign countries, but they're also spying on us. So is it something that we need to look at, this weaponization of space as a threat to us in various levels? And we're going to talk about the weaponization of space with Alfred Weber, his father of exopolitics with ISIS Institution. And we're going to be back up with him. And we're going to also have John on, my co-host from Truth Radio. And we're going to discuss the issue of space once we return from this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
We're back, and we're on RBN Live, the Dan Burley Show. And this broadcast tonight, we're going to have two back-to-back really interesting shows. One, we're going to talk about the issue of this China satellite war we're looking at. And the other issue, we're going to talk about the cult of death. We're going to talk about skull and bones. It goes further back than we can imagine, 300 years or more. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour of our broadcast. So please stay tuned. History of what skull and bones is and who is tied to that. And we I'm going to bring up my co-host here, John Anastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's getting warmed up here. It's kind of cool outside and just getting in where I finally got cleaned up and ready for the program here, I guess.
Oh, great. We're going to be talking about this situation with the satellites. We have now a launch, a alleged launch through different media sources of a killer satellite that comes up and can wipe out satellites in outer space. And it could possibly wipe out those spying satellites that we have there in space. Now, this means that it means a lot, you know, and we're going to share and talk about this with Alfred Weber. Alfred, are you there? Alfred?
I'm very happy to be here with
you. Hi, Alfred. How are you doing? Glad you're here. And I wanted to talk in detail what you feel is going on here with this weaponization of space. It's becoming a huge issue. 4,000 satellites launched we have in outer space, and now this possibility of additional space debris from this attack on a weather satellite from China. What do you feel about that? What do you think is going on here?
Yeah, I think that this event, which is really an aggressive event, is an unfortunate event, because space under the 1967 Outer Space Treaty was dedicated as a universal commons for all humankind and to the peaceful uses of humankind. Basically, what happened is that on January 11, 2007, China used a medium ballistic missile to obliterate one of its own weather satellites, the Fengyun 1C. Apparently, the U.S. Space Command had full advance warning of this, because the number of radar tests on the Fengyun 1C went from 2 per day to 4 per day in the days preceding the test, which begins to make you wonder. But we'll just leave that for a moment. The obliteration of the weather satellite by the ground-based ballistic missile demonstrated it was done with such simple technology that, according to Britain's New Scientist magazine, it demonstrated that any country that can launch a satellite can basically shoot a satellite down. And that's the most fundamental level of space warfare, is shooting down satellites. Right now, as you mentioned, there are several thousand satellites in orbit at different sorts of orbits, but they perform vital functions. This radio program that is ongoing right now is satellite-based. Both the radio technology, the internet technology probably uses satellite, and the phones that we're talking on use satellite relay. So we're getting out this alternative information via satellites, and our consumer economy, our ATMs, all function on the basis of satellites. So, you know, there's a lot of comfort for us civilians, and the GPS satellite system was dedicated exclusively originally, before it was taken over for weaponization by the U.S. military, as exclusively a civilian system.
But now you have a problem with the GPS system. It's being used to spy on people. It's used to, you know, in these chips. These RDIF chips can be in these satellites. So there's a lot of spy technology currently being used.
Sure. Not only spying, but the GPS system. I know that we're getting a bit away here, but the GPS system, which is supposed to be civilian, has been completely weaponized. And in Gulf War One, about 3% of the munitions, what they call smart bombs or cruise missiles, which use the GPS system, in the next designer war after that, in the late 90s, the Kosovo Yugoslavia war, it went up to about 30% were cruise missiles that weaponized the GPS system. By the time you got to the Afghan war in 2001, it was about 80% of the munitions dropped there were cruise missiles and smart bombs that used the GPS system. And in the Iraq War II, the latest of the engineered wars, it was fully 90% have used the GPS system. So we can see that that system is fully weaponized. But getting back to the Chinese test, And the reason why it is actually a very threatening event is that, according to New Scientist magazine, it has produced between 1 million and 2 million pieces of space debris, which are 1 millimeter in size or greater. It has produced about 40,000 pieces of space debris, which are 1 centimeter in size or greater. And according to experts, any piece of space debris 1 centimeter or greater can itself cause great problems in space and even bring down a satellite or a rocket or a space shuttle or, you know, something of that sort. So that by this test, one could interpret this test as a direct violation of the 1967 United Nations Outer Space Treaty, which forever dedicated outer space to the peaceful uses. And this is actually an aggressive use of outer space. It's actually an act of war in outer space. Now, according to an article, 19 January, yesterday, on the New Scientist News Service, it quotes, while declining to confirm the incident, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianchao said other countries should not be alarmed. Quote, there's no need to feel threatened about this, Jianchao told journalists. We're not going to get into any arms race in space. Now, this is paradoxical for China, because China, along with Russia, for the last 6 or 7 years, has in fact put forth at the United Nations a treaty to ban all weapons and warfare in space, which was a very advanced treaty. So China has been a leading critic of the effort to weaponize space. So then why would China go and do this act? Well, there's been some speculation that China did this act as a wake-up call to the United States and to the rest of the world and to the world's people to say, hey, look, this is outer space. Anybody that can put up a satellite, and there are many countries that can put up a satellite, or many private groups that can put up a satellite, can in fact start a space war and can in fact shoot satellites down. So we need a treaty to ban weapons and warfare in space, to ban anti-satellite weapons, to ban space-based weapons, to ban all sorts of weapons. That's fine, but still you can say the Chinese did this without providing any context. And also, how can you say, oh, let's start a peace treaty by starting an act of war in space? This is the first such use or test of an anti-satellite weapon in over 20 years, and the U.S. was the last nation to try out anti-satellite weapons. They're extremely dangerous. They're extremely destabilizing. They can threaten nuclear war. If a country that wants to launch a first-strike nuclear war, what they do is they aim at the early launch warning satellites of the target country and knock them out, and then launch their first strike.
Well, the thing,
right after that. So
the one
is,
thing,
this is really playing with fire.
Well, the one thing, Alfred, I see that's a threat and danger, to be honest, is going back to that GPS system. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. The callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break and talk more about this weaponization of space by Alfred Weber from ISIS.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back, and we're live on RBN. And this is Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show with my co-host John Anastasis. And we're talking with Alfred Weber from ISIS, a collaboration for outer space from Vancouver, Canada. And Alfred is talking to us about weaponization of space. By the way, if you want to go to the site, go to peaceinspace.org or peaceinspace.com. Both sites have a lot of information, and there's a document there that you need to sign, and it's in regards to acts of treason. Please go to that site. Before the break, I was mentioning about the nightmare of this GPS systems. At first, it was supposed to have been set up where if you were lost or you needed directions, then you contact through the satellite directional plane that would help you find your way back or have people find you. But now it's becoming a situation where it's becoming kind of like one of the stories like in 1984 where they're using GPS for other means. Now, the scary thing on a GPS satellite system is kind of like, let's put it past what Alfred had said and just throw it out there, that if they can use the GPS for shooting out missiles and aiming missiles to ballistic missiles at different sites, what makes it not be an event that can be used to target just one individual? They have these RDIF frequencies that they're chipping people with that can be tied into the GPS system through satellite, so they can mock on to individuals through satellites. Just one person, one family, they can mock in on you and do whatever they want using satellite technology. That's the thing that's scary, Alfred, and this is the reason why maybe this thing might not be a bad thing, but it might open up the door to have a conference to try to stop the amount of space debris and all the things that are, corresponding with destruction and destructive activities in outer space. What is your opinion on that?
Well, Dan, I think that you raise a very interesting question. I think that we need to be very, very cautious where issues of war in outer space is concerned, and where issues of a great acts that can be construed as acts of aggression in outer space are concerned, because these acts are subject to multiple interpretations. For example, it appears as though from the evidence, and again, I'm looking at the reports from the New Scientist news service, and that is that in the days prior to January 11th, 2007, because the U.S. Space Command raised its number of radar tests from 2 to 4 per day on that particular Chinese satellite, they're speculating that the U.S. Space Command knew very well that these tests were coming, and so one can question how did they know, and what is the context in which they are. In which they are interpreting this. If the U.S. Space Command and, of course, the administration of George W. Bush would look at it rationally, they would say, oh, it has just been demonstrated that a very simple technology and anybody that can launch a satellite can affect cause a war in space.
Let
me finish trying to say.
Uh-huh.
If the administration of George W. Bush were rational, they would say, "Gee, we need to negotiate a comprehensive treaty regulating near space and regulating space-based weapons and ensuring that there aren't any, because any spacefaring nation and any nation that can put satellites in space can in effect cause a war in space. The problem here is that the United States Space Command and the administration of George W. Bush has found itself to be what the DSM-4, that's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that's used to diagnose psychopathology, what they have considered to be psychopathic behavior. In other words, the U.S. government, on the basis of ambiguous data, is willing to risk nuclear war, is willing to risk conflagrations in Iraq that could outbreak into World War III. They're irrational.
Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk more with Alfred Weber and John. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, we're back. And we're live, and we're on RBM, live with the Dan Burley Show. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're back here with Alfred Weber. Alfred?
Yes.
Okay, the thing it's really frightening here is the U.S.-based policy, as you were talking. You know, the president is seemingly opposed to calling to end of such tests. You know, I'm looking at something that was written. It doesn't seem as though he's trying to do anything to, you know, stop the weaponization of space. So, you know, what do you think is the next step? What can we do? What can be done? Because this debris situation, as you had stated, it travels. It can hit and knock out satellites that we have. Think about ATM machines. You go to the store and some of this debris could, you know, hit and damage one of those satellites connected to ATM machines, could knock out your television, could knock out cell phones. It can knock out a lot just from this one incident. So imagine if this was going on completely and all the satellites out there get knocked out. Think of how much of our services, everything that we have here and out on the planet, will diminish.
Right. You know, it. I would say that right now we are entering probably the most dangerous period that humanity has ever known, and that what is really going to save us is the fact that probably 80% of humanity is life oriented as opposed to death oriented. And the reason why I say that is that there are some statistics in various areas which have shown that about maybe 20% of the human population support war, i.e. support the mentality of the permanent war economy, of which George W. Bush is a figurehead. And because at this time, we have to take the permanent war economy as a worldwide phenomenon. In other words, there's a worldwide war crimes racketeering organization. Now, if you look at the Chinese test of shooting down for the first time in 20 years at a very, very crucial point, knowing that George W. Bush, who is an unstable leader, who has now, against the wishes of the Democratic, the last Democratic with a small D election in the United States, is moving forward with the war that could very well lead to World War III, and moving forward with apparently plans to try and goad Iran into a war, which certainly would lead to a conflagration. At that stage, to openly test a weapon in space is to say it, in the least, extremely provocative, because one is dealing with the mentality in the U.S. government of what the DSM-4 would classify as a psychopath. You aren't dealing with a normal, rational human being. You're dealing with a human being and with an organization in the Department of Defense that would treat that act of the Chinese as an escalation, and therefore would say, we need so many more billion dollars in order to fund the U.S. weaponization of space. So therefore, you can ask, was the Chinese act, you know, was it an act in good negotiating faith? I think that it would be very difficult to make that case. I know that there are a lot of newspaper articles that are saying that it's meant to push the U.S. to the negotiating table. I certainly hope that it does. However, if I look at the newspaper reports in the U.S., all that they do is quote citizens and quote officials saying, we need to weaponize space more. They aren't saying, we need to go to the table to negotiate a treaty. I haven't seen one responsible official. I haven't seen one person coming out of the United States, one citizen, saying that we need a treaty to stop the weaponization of space. And this, despite the Pew, there was a a public opinion poll in the year 2002 or 2003 by the Pew organization. That's P-E-W. They test public opinion, and in that poll, fully 80% of North Americans, the U.S., said that a treaty to prevent the weaponization of space was, quote, a good thing, and that they were against a ballistic missile defense system by 75% to 25%. So that's the 80% figure. So that what the Chinese test has done is to instill not wisdom in the U.S. population and in the U.S. administration, but rather it has spurred more military spending. So if the U.S. Space Command knew that the test was coming, as demonstrated by its increase of radar tests, and if there was a worldwide espionage and kind of spy network that, and a permanent war economy that wants to build itself up, what if that test were a signal which was nothing more than a signal to spur forward the arms race in space? You see, I treat the permanent war economy as a unitary thing. It's not the Chinese versus the Americans versus the British versus these versus the others. It's the permanent war economy versus a peaceful, sustainable, cooperative, space-age society built of conscious beings who want to claim their heritage on this planet as future evolutionary citizens of the universe. And that's probably 80% of the people on this planet. The other 20%, they just love to get a paycheck building atomic bombs and, you know, waiting until the next war comes.
Well, Alfred, I want to ask John. John, do you have a question for Alfred, or you want to say
something?
Yeah,
I've got about four quick points here. Number one, I had two sons in the military at the first Gulf War, approximately. One's out now. But they both were told that the military was beaming Iraq with a wave of frequency that was making their soldiers lethargic and, you know, not want to fight and also be depressed and that kind of thing. So we're already using the war of space and frequency to down people. It's happening. I'm understanding that the U.S. Navy is actually doing it to the Northeast. And in my car the other day, as you drive up beside a truck that has a heavy radio system, it'll blare out your radio. And in my car the other day, I was in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden my radio got blared out as if I was beside a truck with a heavy radio system. And so I questioned what was going on, and a couple other things that I've noticed are happening. Another number that I know is I'm hearing that there is an old 5,000-year-old satellite called the Black Knight that still exists and is still floating around our orbit of Earth. And also that three-quarters of the space program going to other planets has not made it, and there's a reason why. And as you're perpetrating the idea of maybe extraterrestrials not happy with a warring entity of a civilization coming out into space, that some things are being controlled, and also the fact that we have a computer system that's shared between United States, England, Germany, China, Japan, and if you pull up willthomas.net, I believe, on the 11th of January, two F-16 fighters with special nuclear weapons and were unable to return to Israel were shot off towards Iran, and they were returned. They didn't meet their destination. They were called back. But if they weren't, they wouldn't have been able to come back because they wouldn't have had fuel enough to come back. But it just is kind of irate that all of a sudden here we have a test program going on. We have some function of nuclear demonstration being in flight, and at the same time all of a sudden being called off. And it's like everybody is like talking war, and it's like they're demonstrating different functions of creating this mode of why we should have war when really it could be all orchestrated as a sham of we're creating this constant war propaganda between the United States and China or whoever they want to propagate it through, when really we all share the same huge computer and there's things that could be checked and don't have to be, and we could work together and build a peaceful nation rather than this warring structure that they're doing. So that's kind of a loaded question. I'm sorry, but it's...
Well, no, John, I think that your comments are very well taken, and i.e. that war is an industrial activity, and that's what the permanent war economy does, that how it makes its money, that how it keeps its hold on the human treasury, on all of our taxes, on all of our psychic energy, on all of our labor. We're all laboring and paying to pay off these wars of the permanent war economy that are orchestrated by a very small group of individual for purposes beyond their own, probably for purposes of depopulation of the planet. There's sound evidence that there's been a depopulation program put in motion starting in at least 1954 using a variety of modes, including intentional radiation and engineered wars, so that if we have 150 wars at any one time, or we have a larger conflagration, a larger industrial activity known as war, that's one way to cull the human population such that the riches and wealth of the human population in certain specially targeted continents like Africa, which has been targeted with bioweapons, genetically engineered bioweapons like AIDS, so that the mineral wealth of Africa will go to the British banking system. I mean, that, you know, these are things which are highly documented and very, very visible, so that the scenario that you describe makes a great deal of sense. You can think of what's going on now in the Middle East as a marketing rollout. What happens when you try to market a new product? You have a marketing rollout. Well, the new product that they're trying to market, that they're trying to get humanity to buy into, is called World War III, a general conflagration in which they can cull between a quarter and a third of the human population and get enormous wealth and concentration of wealth and resources through the devotion of the gross national products of all of the of all of the nations of the earth devoted to war. Well, that's the basic struggle that's going on now, so that you would have all of these attempts to inject fear, to inject war into the human mind space, into our collective mind space. And so into the middle of this comes the Chinese space test of January 11th. And it seems to be a highly ambiguous but very, very visible act. And the question is, certainly it's not, the nations of the earth are not rushing to the UN to demand a space preservation treaty conference. There's a treaty in place to ban all weapons and warfare in space. And the question is, why are they not doing that if the latest public opinion poll shows that 80% of the human population wants that, you know, by public opinion poll? And number two, if the most recent vote at the UN General Assembly in October of 2006 was 166 nations for a treaty to prevent the weaponization of space, and one nation against, namely the U.S. So there's a deeper game going on here. There may be an international war crimes racketeering organization that, as you say, is in fact engineering these kind of acts of war as a marketing rollout, attempting to have everybody buy into it.
Now, the other thing, too, Alfred, too, you know, we're rolling into another presidential election time here in the United States. Now, wouldn't you think somebody would take up the plate on this as a one of the important issues for their campaign, the fact that we have crossed over and gone beyond the border in regards to weaponization of space? Do you think that any of these candidates will step up and do the right
thing? Yeah, that's a key question. If we go back to the campaign of 2004, space weapons is things that they won't touch. The only candidate who actually put forth and introduced the Space Preservation Act to ban all weapons in space was Dennis Kucinich. And the day after, the debate after, Howard Dean agreed with Kucinich in the presidential debate and says, I'm against U.S. missile defense. That's when they knocked him out with a ha-ha speech. So they'll destroy any candidate that comes out against the weaponization of space.
I have to stop you. We're going to break, and we'll be back with Alfred Weber and John.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hi, we're coming up to the last few minutes of the broadcast for the first hour, And Alfred's going to be on the second hour. It's an important broadcast for you to listen to because we're going to break it down, the information of Skull and Bones. We're going to talk about the who, what, and where. It's a far, far older organization than you than what has been appearing out there in the press. We're going to talk about where it comes from, where it leads, and who are the operatives for you to understand the. This is a 101 session, a 101 session on Skull and Bones. Alfred, before we close off on this first hour segment, can you give the audience your email and your web address and information where they can send, you know, or write to you for information on how they can help in working on this project to stop the weaponization of space?
Yes. If you want to go to www.peaceinspace.org and support the Space Preservation Treaty, you'll be doing a great step. And the Space Preservation Act, right? Dennis Kucinich at the U.S. Congress to reintroduce it. Just email him at dkucinich@aol.com. And you can email me at peace@peaceinspace.org. That's peace@peaceinspace.org.
No, the thing is that I want to ask you just before we go to the next broadcast, what can we do? This is kind of changing the subject around, but if we have bad people that are in office here in the United States and we have tried every type of measure to get our state representatives and congresspeople to remove them, and we've gone to levels of complaining to policing agencies and none of them will do their job, what can we do to start cleaning up the government here? What would you suggest, Alfred?
Well, again, that's a key question. And the issue is that both the United States, the government of the United States, the administration of George W. Bush, is actually a front for a worldwide war crimes racketeering organization. It's a war crimes organization. And I have read many articles and editorials that ask just that question, and that is, as long as the Bush administration remains in power and people of that ilk who are beholden to the permanent war economy, which operates on war crimes, what is going to change? And they say, well, and they aren't going to be brought up on war crimes charges anytime soon. Well, I beg to differ, and this is where a number of us have begun to get involved in the Worldwide Citizen War Crimes Tribunal. I think that's definitely a way to go, to bring up Bush, Cheney, and the U.S. administration on war crimes charges.
Well, we're going to stop here, and we're going to begin again after this break with Alfred Weber. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. After this break, we'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.